When you are working with individuals with disabilities, you will be using person-first language, which focuses on the individual and not their disability. For example, instead of describing someone as autistic, you could say, "Gary is an individual with autism." It may seem like a slight twist of words, but it is very important. When you put an emphasis on the person first and their diagnosis or disability second, you are able to focus on who they are as a person, what they like, what they dislike, and what makes them a unique individual. Using the word individual accurately describes who they are and reminds you to focus on things that make them individual or unique. When you use person-first language, you don't allow the person's disability or diagnosis to define them.